We'd like to say hello to everybody from WPCA Radio. We are proud to be new volunteers. Our show is called Trigger Happy Memories. My name is Mike Murtha, and this is my good friend Ed Schmidt with me. And this show will feature some live music from us and from some of our musician friends, hopefully in our future shows. We'll play some records from local musicians. And we're going to play some of our own favorite songs that we've grown to like through the years. So we ask you to sit back and listen, and this is our first time out with this, folks, so hope you enjoy it. Maybe we'll stir up some old memories, and maybe we'll create some new memories with it, too. So hope you enjoy. It's a little song called Jerry's Breakdown. That was Eddie Schmidt playing that lead guitar. It's off of a CD we recorded, I think it was 2012. Does that sound right, Ed?
That sounds right. It's been a little while ago already. So
yeah, and we're half of Trigger Happy. The other guys are Carl Oslin from Hammond is our drummer, and Scott Nash, who is the guitar player with their group, too. But Eddie, good to see you.
Good to be here.
Yes. Thought you might have dressed up a little bit more for the show, but I'm kidding. You look great, Eddie.
When you look good, you feel good.
Yes, that's right. And it's radio, so they can't see us, so it doesn't matter. But we're just going to try to get people to get a little bit acquainted with us, those who don't know us. And again, I'm Mike Murtha. This is Ed Schmidt. I'm from Hammond and been living north of Hammond for several years, but grew up in Hammond. Eddie, you're living up on White Ash Lake. You and your family.
Yep, about 12 miles north of Amory here, up on White Ash Lake, and actually grew up down by Downing, and actually in Connersville in the early years. And
yeah, and it's always funny. We go out to play someplace. It just happened here a couple of weeks ago. We were in Hudson. There's always somebody from Glenwood that shows up, but that Eddie's like, "Hey, I know that guy. He's from Glenwood." So
yeah, we started playing. We were playing at the Comforts of Home over there, and guy comes walking in, and Carl, the drummer, he knew him, and I said, "Well, that's Chet. He graduated a year behind me in Glenwood." So
we were in Green Bay playing a few years ago, and run into somebody down there. We went to the Packer game, I guess, the next day, and here's some guy coming through the crowd, and he knows Eddie. He's from Glenwood. So anyhow, that's, and our friendship started way back. You were playing with Stony Ridge, is that correct?
Yep. At the time, I was playing with a group called Stony Ridge with Denny Armstrong and Rick Stenner and Leroy Kaler, and I think we got to know each other a little bit from even when we used to do those things with the Musicians Guild in the area.
That's right.
They used to have some dances, and it was neat to get to. That was about one of the few times we actually would get to see the other band members, because we were so busy out playing different places all the time, and then it was kind of neat for everybody to get together and get to talk and listen to everybody else.
I know it. And back then, I mean, we were all busy. There was places to play, you know, every weekend, and there was a lot of bands. But so, yeah, it was fun to do that. But I remember where you and I met, I think I filled in with Stony Ridge one night and for Rick, the bass player, and you and I got acquainted. And what's fun about that is through the years, our families have became real close friends, and our kids got to know your kids, and our kids played music together too. So
yep.
it's been a yep. nice thing here. But well, let's quit talking and sing a song. Shall
okay,
we're gonna now, folks. This is live, so bear with us. We're gonna be on our best behavior. We'll try. So we're gonna do a little song here, a Hank Williams song called "Take These Chains." Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Play that steel guitar. Take these tears from my eyes and let me see just a spark of the love that used to be. And if you no longer care for the love that's beating there, take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. You've grown cold and no longer care for me. All my faith in you is gone, but the heartaches linger on. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. Take these chains from my heart and set me free. There, little. Take these chains from my heart. Hank Williams. We can't go wrong with Hank Williams. Eddie, why don't you sing a song here? I just want to remind folks that we are at 93.1 on the FM dial. If you can't reach us, you can go to your computer, and you can go to WPCA Radio and put it in your computer, or you can Google it, but just put it in there. It'll guide you right to this show, and you can listen to this anywhere anywhere you can get the Internet, I guess, except for under a bridge. You can't. Wait a minute, that's satellite radio. Oh, forget that I said that. Anyhow, you can get it anywhere, folks, on your computer. So if you're driving home and you drive out of range, get into your house and get your computer going and dial us in there. But Eddie, you got a little tune there?
Yeah, here's a song by Ernest Tubb.
Left me and you went away. He said that you'd be back in just a day. You've broken your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, girl, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink now that it's true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walk in the floor over you. Now, darling, you know I love you. Love you more than I can ever tell. You told me that you loved me and you always would be mine. But you went and left me here with trouble on my mind. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink now that it's true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Now some someday you may be lonesome too. Walking the floor is good for you. Just spread on a walking hand, it won't hurt you to cry. Remember that I love you and I will the day I die. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink now, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you. Walking the floor over you. Walking the floor over you.
Oh, good job there, Eddie. This
it's always
fun.
Good when we end up in the same room, isn't it?
Right.
When we get done with the song.
Yes, it is. Yep. So, well, we're just reminiscing here, kind of taking things back to some old memories. But, you know, and our friendship was built off of music, and it still is. And it's just been a wonderful thing for us to get together and play music. And but it wasn't confined to country music. We both were asked to play in our churches many years ago.
Yeah.
And our church, it was, I don't know, 25 years ago, and they didn't have an organist. They didn't have any music at all. There was somebody who was trying to lead just singing, and they were going to pay an organist. They couldn't even do that, get somebody. And finally I said, well, you know, I'll bring my guitar, and I'll learn these songs one at a time. And my kids were learning music, and I talked them into playing with me, and it was great. We did this, and then a close friend of mine, Dave Swanson, joined our church about a year later, married a good Catholic girl and looking for a church, and I said, have I got a deal for you? And bring your guitar, and he's been with us ever since, too. But, Eddie, you got a similar story, I guess, or...
Yeah, when we were, when we started playing together, like in the early 80s, and 83 and 84, we were going to church in Hudson, and they started a more of a contemporary service, so I started playing guitar with that in the earlier service, and it used to get kind of tough some nights after we were playing the night before, but we'd still, I'd go and do the practice, then every once in a while they would have fundraisers or something, so then I thought, oh, I'll ask Mike to come along and see if he can come out help. I remember one fundraiser we were doing in Hudson the one time, and it happened to be before a lot of air conditioning was around in the churches, and I think it was almost 90 degrees that day, and they had a bunch of different music acts, and Mike and I were going to get up and do some music, but I'll never forget that we were sitting in the pew, and Mike, you looked at some gal sitting ahead of us, and you said, boy, I picked the wrong day to wear my long johns, and the look on her face. But
oh, you're right. It was about 90 degrees in that church, and I do. Yeah, she thought I was serious, but yeah, that. But actually, I'm gonna be coming to your church October 9th. I think it is.
Yep, yep. We're gonna actually do go to church up in St. Croix Falls, and Mike's gonna come up, and we're gonna do a polka mass or kind of a polka service where it's gonna be polka music throughout with a bunch of singing, and in the middle we're actually going to just play some polkas and
sure.
And get the people tapping their feet in the pews. So.
Right. Well, and it's not too many opportunities to get to play the tuba, so I never pass up the chance. So you folks, you people that were thinking about pursuing a career playing the tuba, there's not a lot of opportunities. I'm sorry. But when they do come up, don't pass them up, because I sure don't. But no, it's fun. We actually do. It's a format of a polka service, and a lot of fun. So it's in St. Croix Falls, Presbyterian Church, right?
Yep.
So, yes. Well, let's sing a gospel song, shall we, Eddie?
Okay.
How about a little I'll Fly Away? Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away, I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Play your guitar.
Mm-hmm.
when the shadows of this life has flown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars I've flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning to a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away.
One more time.
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. In the morning to a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away. To a home on God's celestial shore, I'll fly away.
There, good old gospel tune there. Yeah, that's fun. Okay. Just talking about some memories and some of the things we did together. Ed Schmidt, Mike Murtha, Trigger Happy. Again, we weren't confined to country music, Ed. There was quite a few years ago, your mother, a very talented musician, accordion player, had asked if we would play with her at the Red Rooster Sunday afternoons. And it wasn't every Sunday, but we were in a schedule with some other bands. You remember how that come about there?
Yeah, when she just wanted us to know if we'd be interested in coming and playing with her on those Sunday afternoons, so we lined it up, and I think the three of us, and I think even we even took in the drum machine
with us
that would have that going, and that was a new situation for my mom to play her Cordovox and work with that electric drum machine, but it seemed to go pretty good, and I just remember you saying that we'd be doing some songs, and my mom just loved to play a song through, and then all of a sudden she'd switch to a different chord. And Mike would say, I just get it figured out, and she changes the chord on me.
She was so good, she'd play all the passing chords, and all, I mean, the minors, she played all of them and played them so well. So you and I were calling out the chords, trying to get this thing figured out. I think we got the pattern kind of figured out, and she'd switch keys. But anyhow, we're going to go back to our CD that we recorded back in 2012, and I still remember when we got this thing out, we went to the local radio station and said, have you heard our last record? And they said, we sure hope so. I'm not sure what they meant by that. But anyhow, this is off of that same one. And this is some old-time music that Trigger Happy did. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Rooster's Roadhouse, the old Red Rooster, here's Trigger Happy! We'll be right back.
was Trigger Happy having some fun with some old-time music. And I think we made a rule. We always played at least one polka every night that we ever played out. And sometimes we played several, but you know, most of it we did it was country and some good older dance rock and some polkas. So that's lots of fun. But and then another, just reminiscing some of the things we did, we got talked into playing with the White Sidewalls one night up in Duluth. You remember that, Eddie?
Yeah, that was quite a while ago, too.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story. I won't go into the whole story, but the band had somehow lost ownership of the name through a manager. They got it back. But meanwhile, they had another band, and they were playing, I think, in the Twin Cities, got the name back and got some of the bookings with the White Sidewalls. So they had two bookings the same night. So our drummer, Carl Oslin, who was their drummer for 20 years back in their heyday, we had Carl, you and I, and then we had one of their piano players, Mike Timmer, yep. And then we had their original leader, the original front man, Pat Brown, Hound yep. Dog. But it was that we were the White Sidewalls, and we went to Duluth, and we actually rehearsed out in my garage. Remember that?
Yep.
And then Hound Dog, he's such a stickler and everything. We have to have the correct clothes, and you can't have any whiskers, or you have to have your hair just right. Well, both Eddie and I have got a few whiskers, and
I think I had a beard for 2 years, but I took it off for that night.
So. Yeah, Hound Dog did not expect us to do that for one night, but we showed up that night, and both you and I were all clean shaven, and he's like, "I can't believe you guys did that." We yeah. said, "Hound Dog, it was for you," you know. But he, terrific performer. But anyhow, we played 50s and 60s for a night. However, you still brought your steel guitar.
Yep,
and it works so well with some of that music. So, but going back to some of my early influences when I was, I don't know, it was probably in grade school, I'm guessing, probably fifth, sixth grade, there was a couple guys from River Falls, Larry and Jack Shorn, and they're the Shorn brothers. They later ended up having a four-piece group. Dale Olson was their bass player, and Mike Coleman was their drummer. But anyhow, we were learning how to play guitar, and my folks had seen these guys someplace. Found out they're playing on a Sunday morning at the VFW in Hudson. They do it like every other Sunday morning. So Dad would make us go to church at 8 o'clock instead of 11 or whatever. And we went over and they had a pancake breakfast and these two guys were playing music. And I had never seen, of course I'm young, but when I heard somebody play guitar prior to this, there was somebody strumming a guitar like in a polka band or whatever. But these guys were playing guitars. Jack, he could play... The guitar player for Buck Owens, Don Rich, right?
Yep.
Yeah, he copied a lot of that. Plus, he sang the harmony very much like Don Rich to his brother Larry. So, this is a big influence on me and also my older brother John. And Dad knew he knew this would probably get us inspired, and it certainly did. So, but this is a record that I dug out, and it's called Above and Beyond, and it sounds pretty good for not being played for how many years. So let's give it a try here.
Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love is something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances at a rich girl's glances are sometimes very few. Though I've gotten no money, if you'll be my honey, this is what I'll offer you. Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love is something that money can't buy.
and I knew at a glance that I'd found a girl for me. I'd like to carry you off and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love. And love is something that money can't buy. Love is something that money can't buy.
Oh, that's the Shorn Brothers, Larry and Jack Shorn, River Falls, Wisconsin. Big influence, and not only me, but a lot of people. And
a lot of players that we know. I remember talking to Kenny Nelson, talking about when he, same thing, when he had a chance with his folks to go out and see the Shorn Brothers, and then Kenny ended up getting to play with them there. And
Yep. And the Fireheisens they were big fans of, and both of them, Larry was a terrific guy. But, you know, we were supposed to play for, like, I thought it was like an hour, but now I guess we're supposed to play till midnight today here.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, we'll try to keep it within an hour, I guess, but not midnight. No, I'm sorry. We got that wrong. So anyhow, Eddie, that was one of my influences. You had lots of them. I know you talked earlier about, you know, as a child, your folks were playing a lot. You went out and played with them and listened to them a lot.
Yeah, when we actually lived in Connersville until I was in third grade, my folks, we lived on the Hay River, so my mom and dad, Bill and Idell, went by the Hay River Sweethearts. And they would go around and play all the area. And I remember, because there was so much more playing going on, it was not uncommon at all that they'd play Friday and Saturday, and then they would do a double on Sunday where they would play somewhere Sunday afternoon, and then they would go somewhere and play Sunday night.
Oh, wow.
And kept them pretty busy that way. I was remembering the old dance stands. The older bands always had those dance stands that would out in front of them, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't remember if my dad made them or if he had some guy help him make them, but it said dance to the music of Bill and Idell, the Hay River Sweethearts. It said old time, new time, and any time.
Any time.
So I think my brother Scotty still got one of those stands, I think, at his place. So, neat. Yeah, it's pretty neat stuff.
Well, it reminds me back at the Red Rooster playing with your mom, the format, I mean, that she used, we'd play, three polkas, three waltzes, and then you'd play three
foxtrots, yeah.
But in between each one, you'd do that little chaser.
Yeah.
And then we'd take a, you know, 4 or 5 minute break, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, enough to have a little smoke. And
That's right.
Maybe a sip or something. So.
Yeah, no, that's, but that was the format. And I think also the dancers probably needed a few minutes to sit down and regroup, and then they'd, you know, the next dance was a waltz or something. But anyhow, yeah, I'm sure you just enjoyed that part of, you know, just seeing them play.
Yeah, if they weren't out playing, they had people over, so there was a lot of music going on around me all the time.
Oh, sure.
So, and I remember the first job I got to do with my folks, I think I was 11. I started playing clarinet after fourth grade, and I went down to Club 37 in Eau Claire,
okay.
I think at 11, and played with them. I only knew three of the 4 hours, so my mom says, "You're only getting $7 tonight." So
she had it figured out. Yeah. Oh.
Or whatever, because I didn't know all the songs. But as we got more into the music and talking about influences or whatever, but as we started playing, and I think when I was playing with Stony Ridge before I hooked up with Mike and John and Dave and the Trigger Happy thing, I started listening to more country and really liked the sound of the steel guitar. So back in 79 when I bought my first one, when I was playing with Stony Ridge, and but loved listening to the original Ricky Skaggs stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Some of that stuff. So here's
trying to think of the name of the song. It's a Ricky Skaggs.
Don't Get Above Your Raisin.
Yeah, Don't Get Above Your Raisin. Yeah.
So, but
this is a song that kind of influenced you to.
Well, I got a gal that's sweet to me. She just ain't what she used to be. Just a little high-headed. That's plain to see. Don't be
Okay, that's Ricky Skaggs, and we used to play a lot of Ricky Skaggs songs. We should
dig
some of them out again. I enjoyed doing those songs a lot. He sang so high. I used to sing the lead on that. I think as I grew older, we got to lower them keys maybe just a little bit. But no, that was some fun stuff. But you know, we've reminisced a lot about the past, which is all been a lot of fun. But just to talk briefly about some of the current things, we're going to be playing at the Rooster's Roadhouse on a Sunday afternoon, October 23rd, from 2 to 5. And I didn't look myself, but I was told that there's no conflict with the Packer game. So that was first and most important, I guess. But we did this last year, Eddie, about three times last year, and we were careful to pick the right dates for a Sunday afternoon. And it was a lot of fun because I think, you know, our following, they don't care to be out till 1 o'clock in the morning anymore, and they
things have changed through the years. As
absolutely,
to,
yeah.
I mean, we're getting older, and the folks that follow us are getting a little older. So it's the afternoon thing is actually working out quite well for us.
Well, it is, and if anybody would like to, you know, if you're looking for a group for something, certainly get a hold of me. I can give you my phone number, 715-796-8822, or easier yet to remember, 715-796. Tuba.
How'd you ever come up with that?
You know, we didn't do it on purpose, but that's what, if you spell out tuba, it's 8822.
Didn't your son Danny figure that out one day or something?
Yeah, he was sitting there looking at the phone for the longest time, and he finally told me what our phone number was. It's tuba. So anyhow, we don't play as much as we used to, but we're still doing some things. We had some fun this summer in New Richmond playing outdoors for an event that we've done for many years, and so we're out there yet, but, well, so we just did some recording. I co-wrote a couple of new songs that we've got them in the can.
That's what Benny Dixon used to say to Skip Spaulding
right.
When I was playing with him.
Yeah. But actually, we've got them pretty well put together. We've got the rhythm tracks down, but a friend of mine, Warren Shortis, wrote a couple of poems and asked if I could put some music to it, and we did it, and we went and recorded them, and so we're hoping to share that with this show as well down the road. But he had just a couple of great ideas for some good country songs. So that's what we've kind of been doing currently. But, Eddie, you've been real busy.
Yeah, as we've slowed down a little bit, and I've been kind of branching out. And if folks have called, if they wanted steel guitar to add to their group, and I've been playing with some different groups too, and got the chance, I think it was probably even a few years ago, I was playing with Darlene and the boys up at the Cricket, actually, and Larry Rose from the Rose family was there, and he came walking up to me after hearing us play that night, and he said, "Ed, I think I got a job for you." He says, "I'm looking for a steel player up at the Midwest Country in Sandstone when Narvel Phelps is coming up there."
Sure.
So they gave me a call, and I got the chance to go up and do that, and that was really neat, and since I've had been able to do a couple different times. They've got such great steel players that normally wear work up there between Joe Savage and John Ely. I mean, they're just monster killer players, and so it's been a pretty neat deal to get up to go up and play with the house band up there.
Well, it certainly wasn't a downgrade to have you come in. That was you're in that same league, Eddie.
No, it's been fun, and that's a different deal where Larry will send out all the music and then listen to the tunes and chart them out, and so you hope to know what you're doing when you get up there, and
yes. So
that's been
well. That's some of the current things we've been doing, and again we'd still like to be active. We're not as active as we used to be, but we haven't folded the tent up yet. So if you folks are looking for some entertainment for something, we'd sure be glad to talk with you. Talking about charting out music and whatever, we were talking some more memories again, going back to 2008, and we were asked to play with Stonewall Jackson, and it was down in Chippewa Falls. They brought up Stonewall Jackson from Nashville. He did not have a band, so they hired us to be his backup band. And they sent us, he sent us, you know, the songs he wanted us to learn, and he also sent us the charts. And Eddie, you're the one that had to learn, like, the intros. I had to learn all the chords on the I play bass, and I play a little bit of fiddle, but you had to kick these songs off and learn the right eight bars into it. Tell us about that just a little bit, will you?
Yeah, he sent up the charts, and it was, I think, probably one of the first times I'd seen them where each song will be on one piece of paper, But then it would say what the key originated on the song and the tempo, and then it might show you four bars. And they just wrote a lot of ones and fours and fives and whatever the chord was that
sure.
based off the chord that the song started in. So I think you had the nice Stonewall CD that you borrowed me so I could listen to it. And then I'd, if I wasn't totally sure of the intro, I would write down some little cheat notes and write myself a melody sure. with numbers for the intros. And so I would do that. And but it sure was a neat deal to get to go down and play with him. And I think we were there practicing, waiting for him to get there. And he come walking out and walks up. He says, well, I guess we're practicing now. So he started, we didn't realize he was there and ready to start singing. And,
right.
But we were trying to be so close to get everything but like the record. And I remember Stonewall saying, no, we're going to pep that up a little bit.
Yep.
He said that to a lot of the tunes. But.
Sure. Yeah. Well, it was neat, too, when he sent us, I got the stuff in the mail, and in the bottom of what he sent us was his phone number. So I called him, and I ended up getting his wife on the phone, and I told her who I was and told her we're doing this show with Stonewall. I says, is it possible to speak with him? And she said, well, he's out in the garage sweeping the floor. It was something like I would be doing, you know. And Stonewall's, I'll have him call you. And sure enough, he did call me. It was kind of neat. We visited for quite a while. The one thing I thought, though, Eddie, if you remember this, I don't think he brought a guitar with him.
No, I don't think he did.
You know, we asked him, and he said, well, to try to fly on airlines with a guitar. So he had a lot of faith in us, and but it turned out okay. But anyhow, we're going to play a Stonewall Jackson song. This is probably one of my favorite songs of Stonewall. It's BJ the DJ.
A story about a pal of mine who worked down near the Georgia line as DJ in a little country station. Everybody loved him dear, 'cause he played what they liked to hear. He built himself up quite a reputation. At record hops he stayed out late, and his mom would always wait to see if he had made it home alive. She warned against his loss of sleep and driving fast in that old heat, and that he had to be at work by five. BJ the DJ, you're living much too fast, and if you don't change your ways, don't see how you can last. Every morning just past four, from the driveway he would roar, overslept and he was late again. Then at breakneck speed he'd drive to sign the station on at five. He had lots of records he must spin. His mom sat by the radio until his voice told her hello. She knew then that he'd made it there all right. Then she'd say a little prayer, he'd be safe while he was there, and she'd wait up for him again tonight. Then one cold and rainy morn, all four tires were badly worn, but still he scratched off just as fast this time. BJ had a lot of nerve, but he completely missed the curve, and he signed off down near the Georgia line. Mom sat by the radio, the voice she heard she didn't know. BJ'd never been this late before. But with the road so bad and all, she'd wait a while before she called, and then she heard the knock upon the door. BJ the DJ, only 24, a wreck at 90 miles an hour, he'll spin the hits no more.
Oh, that is Stonewall Jackson. We're just reminiscing, and we had the honor to be his backup band back in 2008 down in Chippewa Falls. It was the AmVets fundraiser, I guess it was. But, you know, we're just talking about that. He did call me back on the phone, which was, I was just, you know, starstruck over the phone. But about, I don't know, two or three days after we did that show, Eddie, he called me again. And he just called to tell me, you know, thanks for that we did our homework and enjoyed working with us. And I thought there's a real gentleman.
Yep.
He was a.
Didn't he tell you when he called you back that he had a new one in the can or something? What was he talking about?
I think he's talking about my last big hit, which was me and you and a dog named Boo, which I think he released that 20-some years ago, but it was still the last thing he did. But you know, he had a ton of big hits. I mean, he was really
he did a lot of talking when we did that job with him, but he wasn't real happy with the new manager down at the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, they changed some things. They wanted to get rid of some of the older artists and bring in the new, and I don't think that worked out, but he was the one that kind of took the blow. They started with him, and he was very bitter about that. I don't blame him. Is he a very talented guy? But you know, we went this far and not talked about the Country Dam in Amory. It's gone, and a lot of good memories there. But I had the honor of playing with John and Dave there for quite a few years. We were the house band there, and then Trigger Happy, we played there a lot too, Eddie, and had a lot of fun there. But Bob Holmes, Bob, if you're listening out there, he was the manager. He still lives in Amory. Still a good friend of ours. But I just want to, you know, hopefully we're going to have a lot more shows here with WPCA. But so we're going to touch on this a lot, I hope. But I just want to bring up the fact that John and Dave, I think, had a big impact in that Country Dam. So it's only right that we play a song by John and Dave with the Better Half. And this is Waylon, Willie, and Me, or Willie, Waylon, and Me, I guess.
The burritos out in California would fly higher than the birds. Roger McGuinn had a 12-string guitar. It was like nothing I'd ever heard. And the eagles flew in from the West Coast like the birds they were trying to be free of a Texas that talk turns out long. Like Willie and Waylon and me. Hey! Now they say Texas music sends a lake, and we've been making music that is free. Doing one night stands, playing with our bands, Willie, Waylon and me. Oh, the beginning of everything music should be. Just like the Stones, I was rolling along like a ship lost out on the sea. And Joplin had died for the future, and Dylan can write poetry. Ah, but in Texas, the talk turned out long, like Willie and Waylon.
Thank you.
That's John and Dave with the better half going back a few years, some memories at the Country Dam, and we're going to touch on that hopefully in some future shows here. Hope we don't get fired. Yeah, hope we get to come back anyhow. We're going to sing a song. We haven't. We're hoping to bring in some of our friends and have them bring in their guitar and do some more live stuff here too, but we're going to do a little medley of some stuff that we've done through the years. So. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. Close the door to temptation. Don't let me walk through. I belong to another. So what can I do? Please help me, I'm falling in love with you. I belong to another whose arms have grown cold, but I promise forever heaven to hold. For I could never be free, dear, so what can I do? I know that I'm losing strength to be true. A white born goat and a fake carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport goat,
sport coat,
and a fake carnation.
Ooh,
I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago to the prom with me you'd go. Now you change your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue, blue.
Oh, please release me, let me go home. For I don't love you and him more. To live together is a sin. So oh, release me and let me love again. For I have found a new love dear, and I will always want her near. Her lips are warm while yours are cold. So oh, release me, my darling, let me go. So oh, release me, my darling, let me go.
Oh, that's a little live music. That's getting kind of scary doing this live, isn't it, Eddie? We spin these records and we can't. We're going to do a little song here, I guess, to finish up our show. But this is a song that you and I wrote together. You wrote this as an instrumental, and maybe you can just tell a little bit about it, Eddie.
Yep. All the years I played steel, I didn't have a double-neck steel, and a good friend of ours, Wendy Howell, here in town, he says, Ed, you really need to get yourself a double neck. And so he actually gave me something to give me the incentive to go out and get one. So I did. And so I thought, well, this would be a neat kind of a tune. And so I kind of wrote something. And then Mike helped write the words to it. So we put it together and recorded this.
We wrote it down in his basement. It's going to be a big seller. We're going to have to say goodnight here, I guess. I can't believe how quickly this went. We want to first thank our engineer, Bob Zank, who also was the station manager here.
Yep.
Don't forget, this is 93.1 FM. WPCA. Also, you can find it on your computer. My mom found it on her computer. Mom, if you're listening out there, hope you enjoyed the show. But if she can find it, we can all find it. I shouldn't say that. She does really well with the computer.
And I think one quick thank you, Mike. We got to say a quick thank you to our wives and our families for letting us play all the music we do.
Absolutely, yes. Yep.